This is Bird Note. If we think of pink birds, flamingos and spoonbills might come to mind. But gulls and terns can also have glowing pink breasts. We picture these seaside birds decked out in their standard colors of gray, white, and black. Yet several gull and tern species greet spring with a rosy blush on their breasts. Franklin's gulls, flying north to nest in the prairie wetlands, glow reddish pink below, flashy enough that in the 19th century the bird was known as Franklin's rosy gull. The laughing gull, common along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts, may also show a suffusion of pink. The pinkest of all this group are roseate terns, which have some pink all year, but reach their showiest at the start of the breeding season. This is true of all pink-breasted gulls. The rosy glow, present in both males and females, may signal that the birds are ready to pair up and begin breeding and nesting. That pink blush ultimately comes from pigments in the bird's food, called carotenoids. These naturally occurring pigments may enhance their success at attracting a mate and help foster the next generation of the rosy-breasted. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at Bird Note Radio.
Let it in. just heard Jaylee Wolf with Hush here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, something quite different. You were listening to Julian Taylor with Weighing Down, newest from him. And I think this kind of like marks the transition of this part of the playlist where, you know, we're moving from the folksy kind of like rock and roll, kind of like country music sound, and we're moving into stuff that's a little bit more like pop, a little bit more like, you know, hip hop. We're going to listen to some EDM later on. And we do have a little bit of punk rock spliced into there. You're going to hear one of my favorite songs that's ever been written later on this hour. But first, here is more new music. This is Mama Rude Gal with 3-0 off of her latest record, Abreaction. Enjoy.
My ancestors did. I'm a red cleansing the ocean. I don't need no Baptist. I got my hair long like my ancestors, bro, but I shake it and shake it like Polaroid pictures. Loyal to the soil with my dogs, call them Hoyas. Shed so many tears, I warn you that it comes with being a warrior. I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my name. I'm a grave digger. Haven't slept in days. I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my pattern. I'm a grave digger. It's in my DNA. I'm looking right around me. You can see it when I reach. Couple thousand in the building. I'm a thousand on the stage. I'm trying to save my people. I'm the one that should be safe. I just want to catch a body and some body digging graves.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Ombigazi with Connecting. My name is Leslie, and I'm pretty sure you'll be hearing that song again and again and again, and especially on the 2024 Favorite Songs playlist whenever it will happen, either at the end of this year or the beginning of next year on TT. Before that, you heard Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Gravedigger. I don't really get a huge chance to play Snotty Nose Rez Kids on the show, mostly because most of their tracks are explicit for radio, and we unfortunately have like these like horrible regulations about like what we can play at what hours on radio. But it's exciting to be able to play them, even if it was one of their, I think, heavier tracks. It is, you know, a good song as well. More music coming up on this anticipating Indigenous Peoples Day playlist. I hope you've been writing down the names of the musicians who I've been sharing if you haven't already listened to them before. We're going to move in with some punk rock and some EDM right now. Misha and the Spanx, what a fun name, and here's a fun track. This is Heart is on Fire. I also have heartburn, but that's not what the song is about. Enjoy.
I'm always moving slow. Voice. And you feel annoying me. I hate your eyes.
I gotta go. I won't say sorry, I told you so. Maybe I'll meet you after the show. But I might go down this rabbit hole. I ain't gonna lie!
فلسطين. The premise of many horror films are haunted houses built over mass graves. The science fiction ones imagine aliens coming to colonize and enslave the earth. Western's champion settlers over the indigenous. Projectionist archives of colonial exploits as entertainment.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. You just heard Voices Through Rubble. That was the newest track by The Hallucination featuring Saul Williams and Narcy. I really wanted to feature this song on the playlist today because all of the proceeds of the track are going to be donated to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. So after the show, please go give that song a couple more streams and share it with all your loved ones, your friends, and your enemies, because it's going to a great cause. We love witnessing solidarity and in all movements of Land Back. Before that, you heard Jason Camp and the Posers with So What I Lied off of their album First Contact. I play their music, I think, a couple times a year, and it's usually off of this album because, very similarly to Snotty Nose Red Kids, a lot of their songs are explicit, and I can't play a lot of it. However, unlike Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Jason Camp and the Posers have not released a whole lot of music quite yet, so I will continue to listen to this album and play it for you on the show, but this is an ask for Jason Camp and the Posers. Can you guys please release some more music that might be daytime radio friendly? That would be very cool. But also, like, just listen to their music, which, you know, is bangerful. My name is Leslie, and we are hitting the top of the hour on today's Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much for tuning in. Without your listenership, we, like, literally can't be community radio. I'd literally be yelling into the void. So thanks for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays and to CJSF. Here's one final track. Ooh, it is a hot banger. This Kana Style featuring Diana Boss. It's called Give Me Life. And this is the DJ Gender Fluid remix. Hello? Wild. Get into it, and I'll talk to you very soon.